I'm ready to rock and roll. Let's do this. Oh, I'm recording. Cool. All right. Welcome to episode 7 of the Nerdcast podcast. I go by the name of Toner, and we have the full crew with us today. We got Joe Dust.
Hi.
Very good, Joe. Big Matt.
What up, my nerds?
Jay.
Hello.
And sound guy Steve.
I'm back, bitches.
Yes, he is. And Lord knows what's going to come out of his mouth later. But, all right.
Versus what's going into his mouth.
There we go. Homosexual reference. Good on any podcast. Get into our unofficial beer sponsor, Dicks. Which I didn't forget this time. We're going to have Jay talk about beer sponsor, or unofficial beer sponsor, number one.
It would be the Public House Brewing Company with their elusive IPA. It's actually pretty good. They're on a St. James, Missouri.
I've been drinking a little bit as well. I'm a fan. What about you, Matthew? You've had some.
I've enjoyed. It's pretty hoppy, but I'm good with it.
It has alcohol in it.
It has alcohol. It'll get the job done.
Any IPA will be hoppy.
It's definitely good. And Joe Dust brought us the Kona Brewing Company.
Yeah, straight out of Hawaii, man. I'm drinking the longboard. It finishes easy, much like your girlfriend.
Oh!
Oh, hello.
Don't tell my wife that, though.
Liquid Aloha.
Hey. Yeah, I'm drinking the Fire Rock.
Yeah, the Fire Rock's good stuff.
I'm an Aloha all over the place later.
All right. In case you guys haven't noticed yet, you can judge by the slurring you'll be hearing in the next few minutes. We had a little pre-production meeting, and we've been sampling the beers maybe a little more than we should have.
I think we're down to two left.
Yeah. Production meeting was productive.
We've already told Jay's wife to go on a beer run.
Yeah, Aaron, thank you for the 9-volt batteries and the beer.
That's not odd at all.
Our levels are hot, Steve-O.
I know.
Okay.
I need some 9-volt batteries and some alcohol.
Tony keeps going in and out, and I'm like,
oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry, my bad.
Force of habit.
It's like a Tuesday night.
It is.
I don't pull out, though.
Remember, it rhymes with Remedia. Remedia. That's all we got to say.
Pussy. It's pussy.
Pussy? That's right. Okay. We're off to a great start tonight. No more drinking during the meetings, okay? No, we should do it.
We'll put it to a vote.
I can't guarantee anything. Yeah. Matt's wife already assumed I've had like 13 beers today.
Seven beers on a Sunday. That's a
productive at this point. It's probably about 13.
Feeling good on a Sunday.
Yeah. Well, feeling good on a Wednesday.
Joe, what does Jax feel about this situation? What would Jax Teller have to say?
I'd probably be like, Tara, go get me some 9-volt batteries and some Kona, and I'm going to try not to hit a fucking semi truck on the highway.
Thank you, Jeff. All right. Appreciate it. Always a big fan. Big fan of your work.
So for episode 7, kind of like Star Wars, but only way cooler, we are all in the house today, recording in Jay's basement. And Jesus, I wish you all could see this. Maybe we'll do some Twitter, Instagram awesomeness. It's a baseball beer mecca. I like it.
I just want to know what the cage is for in the corner.
We don't talk about the cage.
We don't talk about the cage. First rule of basement, don't talk about it.
All right, Matthew, keep me on track. Okay.
Episodes. It only took us 7 episodes to get us all together at the same time.
Oh, yes, yes.
Only 7 episodes.
Yeah, maybe it's about time you all know or learned or we talked about how this all, maybe how we know each other, how this.
It's called an origin story.
Oh, yeah.
It's called an origin story.
Sorry.
It's
okay. The worst movie of every sequel.
George Lucas loves. Oh.
No more beer for you during production meetings.
Public House, I love your IPA.
All right, we'll get us back on track. Here we go. Origin story. Let's see. Starts 33 years ago. 33 years ago is when it starts. My family, the Jew family, Solomon is the last name. And my family meets up with the Irish Catholic family, the Tierney last name. That's Jay's family.
Sounds like a race war.
Not a race war. It's when two races come together.
I see.
Harmony.
It's a love story.
Okay. My middle sister, I'm the youngest. I have a middle sister and an older sister. My middle sister is the same exact age and went all the way through school with Jay's with Jay, and then his two younger brothers split time between sharing grades with me because one's a functioning retard that had to go to junior first grade.
Good, good that we're keeping it PC on here. We love you, Mike.
Love you, Mikey. And so we've known. So technically, Jay has known me since I was virtually in the womb,
probably about 6 months old.
Pretty much. And so grew up together, and basically how we roll toner into this is I went to Jay when I was 22-ish, maybe 21 or 22, and I go, hey, I need a job because I want to get married to the girl that I like having sex with. Yeah. So,
and Jay's and, like, you can't marry your mom.
So, we'll edit that out in post. Toner. Jesus.
Yeah, you fucking ask amateur. That with your mic.
And Tony's not talking in my phone. He's like,
but anyway, I go to Jay and I go, hey, Jay, I need a real career. I need a job. I don't really care. Because at that point, we'd been working at Blockbuster. At least I'd been working at Blockbuster. You quit Blockbuster because you were getting married before me.
I did both jobs for a while.
For a little bit. You worked part-time.
We were sharing an apartment at the time, too.
Yes, we were sharing our apartment at the time. And Jay hooked me up with a job in the mortgage industry, which I, till this day, go, fuck you, Jay.
I'm still blamed.
Thank you for ruining my life, introducing me to the evil. But it is what it is. But thankfully, still I have Jay to thank for everything because of him. I started a career and was able to have a wife, three kids, a house, a dog, everything that I really wanted. So that's where... When we worked together here in St. Louis, he introduced me into a place called City, and that's where we met Toner. And Toner worked in the pre-closed department, where he began his hatred of his life as well in the mortgage industry.
Yeah. Which he hates a little more than the rest of us.
Which he hates a lot.
I am 13 years in, man. Yeah.
Only?
Yeah, going
how
well.
How many years are we in now, Jay?
I
was 02.
I'm at technically 14 years. So I started in 2001, right so after the Twin Tower incident.
Because I'm a year behind Jay, every year behind Jay in the industry. And so we hooked up with Toner and started our debauchery of basically just hanging out, kind of going out at happy hours, all that good stuff.
The one thing, even though I despise the mortgage industry.
Yeah.
I will say that everybody we've met at City, especially back in the day, the happy hours were fantastic.
They were fantastic.
It's like, hey, let's just go grab a beer, maybe two, on a Thursday night at good old Brewski's right across the way.
Well, that's when we moved out there.
Yeah, that's true. That's post Riverport days. But anyway, the story's the same. Let's because just grab a beer or two, and it's Thursday.
The Riverport days, now mind you, listeners, Riverport is what we will always call the, what is it now? The Verizon Wireless?
No, it's not even
not
Verizon.
Not even that
anymore. No. It's Hollywood Casino Amphitheater.
Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. And many times people go and they'd go to Dave and Buster's across the street.
Make sure when he's doing that, don't tap down on that because I'm hearing you go.
Okay. What? Post. Edit that out. We're live. We're live. We're going live. There were rumors of stories of people going to a concert, maybe involving Dave Matthews, and we would hear about the next day, oh, hey, people are having sex in the bathroom on site.
Was that Tony?
That was not Tony.
Oh.
That was not
That's
him
just
at
over
all.
At friend's house at the basement or something.
Oh, I remember that story as well. We'll get there maybe sometime. I remember
or maybe
that.
Never, because people I know, like, listen to this.
Maybe your wife, talks your to wife listens to this maybe
he
sometimes?
Must be.
He talks to that guy. Nice. But then we moved out to a different part of St. Louis called O'Fallon, and that's where we started really hitting up happy hours at Brewski's, which there's plenty of stories going on there.
Yeah.
Eventually, we started coming to my basement here because it got too expensive doing happy hours every week.
Yeah.
This is kind of like people may have been married. These are like pre-kids days and stuff.
Very much pre-kids days.
Where, we had money to blow. Let's just drink 30 beers on a Thursday.
For the record, Steve and I are the only two that don't have any children that we're
that they know of. Legitimate children.
I hope to God so.
Unless, well, the ones I just made were flushed. So.
Jesus Christ.
But we had to stop going out as much because one of our guys that we used to hang out with would threaten a waitress every now and then and try to start fights with girls. Because he didn't care. He thought it would be awesome to start fights with girls.
Usually people who drink alcohol make a lot of smart decisions, and that would be
one of the smartest.
All of us.
But then, kept hanging out, and Tony tried to introduce us into his circle of friends, which then included Tony introducing us to JD over here, Joe Dust. Yeah. And that was the introduction of a bachelor party of all bachelor parties.
Yeah. Well, Joe, yeah, he was at City, too. He worked at Riverport for a little while.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was there for a little, and then I went back to Mizzou, and then I went back to City. College life just ain't for me, brah. Yeah.
I don't know what to do. I just don't know.
I don't know about this whole going to class thing.
Right. But that bachelor party that Matt speaks of, that was Chris's bachelor party, right?
Yep.
Because
Chris L.
We'll
go with L to keep his anonymity, we'll say. And that was when we knew a guy named Kyle M. without any kind of police record at all anymore.
No religious record.
And he hooked Tony, because Tony was in charge of the whole thing.
Yes, I was in charge of the entertainment.
He was in charge of entertainment, and Kyle M., who was a youth band minister leader.
Eventually, but he was the bouncer at an adult club on the other side of the river.
So we had a guy that was a youth minister, and then he was he wasn't the bouncer. He was the door guy.
Oh, yeah, the door guy. For
He knew girls that just needed a little help. That's all. His single moms always need help as well.
Yeah, yeah. But long story short, yeah, he provided two dancers, we'll call them, for...
One of them was named Kylie, but her real name was Sheena. Ballet dancers,
remember
of course.
That? How do you remember
dancers, of course. How do I remember? Because this girl called me for a month.
No, she did not. Really?
Yeah, she did. And she would say things like, quote, "I'm horny. Can you get like six of your friends to come over to the club?" I'm like, oh, yeah, sounds like I'm going to get laid tonight. And it'd be like 1 a.m., you know, of course. But she'd call me when I was at work. I'd be sitting in my cubicle and my phone would go off and she'd be like, "I just fell off stage and twisted my ankle." I'm like, "God, this is so weird, but it's kind of cool at the same time."
did it move a little?
You'd probably did. You'd be second or third at least. So
I could have some little kids run around right now with her if I wanted to, but I decided not to. Instead, I turned my life to Jesus.
AKA 311.
Yeah, right.
311 for his
311. I don't want to go on a Sheena tangent, but what was crazy about that night? So the night
She was 18.
18 with attitude.
Although I was like, I wasn't very old either. I was like, what, 22?
Yeah, so, yeah. 23.
How old were we all at that point? I guess we're all early 20s, right?
Yeah, I was early 20s.
I was 13.
Well, what cracked me up that night? So after the party, we go to the club, la la blah, whatever. So I get home, it's like 6 in the morning before everything's said and done. I drop people off.
You skipped over a lot of fun stuff, though. You're skipping. No, I'm going to stop you. Eventually, we're
going to come back to me pouring shots on.
Well, that was before we left.
Yeah, that was still in Chris's basement.
Tony's still wiping it off.
The best part that we still talk about. So we actually had one of those bachelor parties where the strippers were in the basement with us, which sounds creepy. But
it was legal.
Yeah,
it was legal.
But I was pouring shots of Jack Daniels. Right,
they willingly came.
Yeah, they did. And I did too later in my own bed by myself. But like, so I'm pouring shots on Sheena on her back. And like, so there's guys that would take a shot off like her spine or whatever, right? But I remember telling people to stay above the butthole. And
I don't think I didn't.
I remember I poured you one that was a huge. It was not a shot. It was three gulps.
Yeah.
Tony, I don't know how he didn't die that night, but.
Or puke on said dancer.
That's because it was a good idea that we all were taking these Jack Daniel shots, and then we decided all to get in our automobiles.
I didn't drive, though.
You didn't drive.
That was Alan
drive.
S.
Yes.
In his Jeep that had no top that we took to East St. Louis.
Which we talked about last week on the podcast in regards to we just
how safe
randomly...
It is. How it's
in
no
cars.
How it's in no way related to Liberty City on Grand Theft Auto.
If you've ever seen Vacation, that's where they ended up in St. Louis.
That's right. Stole the rims. That's right off when they were talking to them.
Man, I feel like we need to get sponsored by East St. Louis now.
Because everyone's going to go there.
Yeah,
because then the thing that you skipped over was that me, JD, Chris L., all had to pile into your awesome Sunfire.
Oh, yeah.
And we pulled under the 40 bridge on the way back.
Oh, God.
And poor Chris L. lost his shit under the bridge.
I think I was in that car.
Did a cop come up to us on that one?
Thank God.
Yeah.
No, I was actually in good shape. You were worried about that shit
because you were worried because of your past history of a cop showing up for that. Yeah. So.
Yeah, me and the 5-0 get along really well.
It was not a good time to be pulled over when we had a guy puking his brains out. it was me, JD, and it was
Big Sean.
Big Sean. Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Sean
not the rapper, the with us. But, you know, another guy, but cooler.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And it was, well, you have to understand, it was me, Sean, and, okay, I'm 6'1". And Sean has to be
six,
and he sat in the middle in the next seat.
Oh, my God.
Because Joe made him sit
and all of us were hunched over because we passed out.
Because we had to let Chris sit in front because he was the bat, and he was destroyed.
Yeah. But the greatest moment of that after freaking
six
out.
Six in the morning, go ahead.
Yeah, because he's, you know, of course, just puking under a bridge in the city, which is, you know, always a good idea.
Yes. The Bachelor, we mean.
Yeah. But, yeah, I happen to, like, he gets back in the car, and I just happen to look back, make sure everybody's good. That's when I saw Big Matt, Joe Dust, and Sean all hunched. They were in the exact same position. It was hilarious. All hunched over, just leaning forward. It was a long day.
It was.
The sun was still up when we started, and it was getting ready to come back up when the night was over.
Yep.
That night has gone down in history.
I've been stranded at the strip clubs before. I took a party bus over there, and they left myself and one of my friends over there. And we had to take a cab back across the river to the parking lot.
No Uber.
Yeah, no Uber at that time. This was several years ago. Yeah, and it was weird. And the sun was up already. Like, I remember driving back. It was like 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. God, I miss those days.
So that's the origin of how we all met. But then what solidified it, well, of course, what solidified it was when we had Toner's bachelor party, because that's when Jay got to meet Joe for the first time. I guess because
that was the engagement
party.
Because
Jay was not there for Chris's party.
Oh, right. Yeah, the engagement party.
At the winery.
Yep.
At the winery, which was epic in its own way.
I hope you're still with us, Philippines and Australia, this time.
Because what sets apart the engagement party was Steve-O's rendition of Creep.
At these wineries.
You don't remember this,
Steve? No, he remembers. Okay.
No.
The live musician.
I didn't know. I went out there, and it was like, Joe's like, you singing karaoke? I'm like, no. I'm like, karaoke is with words. I just did that. I mean,
oh,
he's like,
I'm sorry.
Whatever. Anyways.
No, but I'm going to sing in front of 300 people or whatever it was.
It was a lot of people.
No,
well,
it was.
Not so many outside at that point.
The guy's like, he goes, that was a great job. And
there was not a dry panty in that house after he nailed Radiohead.
There was also nobody outside until he started doing that.
Well,
that's
true. That was great because it was cold. God, that day, the way it started out, it was cold, windy as hell. I think it was April. I think it was April when we had that party.
But
poor guy. It's like it was like a little one-man band out in this winery. So he's out just kind of jamming away.
Second time I've seen him there, actually.
And then Steve...
Steve ran
out there. The only person outside. I was like started dancing or doing some shit. I don't know what you were doing.
I just said, play Radiohead. He goes, you come sing it. I'm like, okay.
When you sang it, though, everybody, like, we had an audience then. The day had warmed up. The wind died down.
Yeah, the sun came out, and everybody's like, what's
Bras
he doing out there?
Flying up at the stage. There's still photos from that day,
Jessica took a video, but she never showed it to me, so.
Is it with those videos of your outtakes for the Stephen Amell? Fuck cancer. is she hiding in her vault? Because these were epic videos that we need to see eventually.
They're hilarious.
Toner's boxers did end up on stage, though, somehow.
Yeah.
He's got brotherly love. It's brotherly
love.
He
can't even speak right now.
There's so much I could say, but I can't.
So then we go from winery to biker bar, where we have Joe's brother gets involved with the crew a little bit at that point.
Bobby is buying PBR for everybody.
Bobby's going around buying the cheapest beer possible.
Pre-hipster days.
Because this biker bar, we don't fit in.
That was also the last time Bobby left his condo, I think.
because then Joe's brother, we call him Andy F's.
Yep.
And don't worry about that, Naps McGee. You do not have to worry about the F stamps.
Andy formerly F's.
Andy formerly F's.
Andy F.
Because he is known as now.
For multiple reasons.
Shit, does she know that we call her Naps?
Well, she does now.
She does now. And that's when we had some bonding time with the full crew there for a while.
Sorry.
Because I think...
Worse than a fucking kid.
Sorry. I think that's when we all finally got together as a group, and we started hanging out, and we tried to put together a website to get this going the first time.
The Roundtable 85.
Because who came up with Roundtable?
I think that was Bobby.
Was it Bobby? Because... We'll save that origin story if he ever decides to join the podcast in regards to how he came into the crew, I guess. But basically, we sit at work and we hate our jobs and we send emails all day, basically ripping on everybody and everything. We'd give code names to everybody we worked with. There was the angry redhead midget that we called Gargamel, or was that Azazel?
Oh gosh, I don't remember now. I think it was.
And then we had Chucky, who had the dead stare that would... She would linger and stare at you for too long.
Yeah, she could, like, pierce your soul with that gaze.
God, it was dead eyes, man.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Just scary.
But we always...
She had
always
a sister there, though. Who was her sister?
She's still there. She's still there. I deal with her, yeah.
On a daily basis?
No, she's in compliance, so I deal with her on a regular basis, but not
every day.
I think
we're tapped out on nicknames today.
But we also talked movies, TV shows, sports.
Yeah, everything was done via
bathroom
email.
Etiquette was a big thing.
Bathroom etiquette.
Because we'd deal with
ripping on toner.
We would deal with what? Some guy, toner, had to witness some guy basically bathing in the sink, I think, was one of yours.
The only story I can remember, there was a dude like in one of the stalls rocking out to the Rocky theme music.
As he was dropping one?
I was like, I walk in.
You have to pump yourself up for the proper dump. So.
I'm like, holy.
Who does number two work for?
I was like,
proper
okay.
Colon cleanse.
Yeah, that was interesting.
In my current job, I can beat all those stories. So,
what you got?
We have a guy that comes in with his coffee cup every day, sets it up on the stall. Mm-hmm. We've had a guy that set his bagel on top of the pipes on the stall.
No!
And then took a bite out of it.
Oh, Jesus.
Then we have a guy that comes in, and no matter what he's doing, he moans. He's like, oh, God. And then he doesn't wash his hands.
Because I think we eventually came to the point where we said, okay, we all know where we like to, we go to the knuckle is what we call it.
The knuckle. I still go to the knuckle.
Everyone would go to the knuckle to take a shit.
Yeah. I still go to the knuckle.
But then we'd also go, etiquette is proper, stall, empty space, stall, is what we finally came down to. We'd always run, some guy would run into at least once in a while.
And no talking.
Someone not respecting the stall.
And you don't look at the person's shoes either because you know who it is.
Or they'll keep the name badge on the pants.
Sorry, I'm talking loud. unless you're bringing a newspaper underneath your arm going to the stall, then everybody knows you're down for business. But I'd always feel embarrassed going to the stalls like in our big community area because people would be like, God, that's so much blood.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And then we talk about sports.
What the fuck is this podcast about?
We lost all control.
Our audience is like, what the fuck?
I'd like to thank all three of you that are still
Denmark.
Listening.
Hey,
Mom, whoever else. And,
we got Denmark listening now. Thanks, Danes.
Denmark's jerking off to that.
Brazil too.
Brazil.
We have Brazil now.
Brazil is listening.
Yeah, Brazil as of today.
Anyone up to date on their Portuguese? No, nothing.
Ronaldo.
So we tried our website. It failed miserably because I'm a lazy fuck and I didn't participate as well as I should have. And Toner sucks at life. No, I'm just kidding.
And I don't like typing, so that didn't really work out too well.
So we tried it for a little bit and we couldn't get anyone to participate, and that kind of fell through. But Jay's always been up to date on his social media and his blogging, and
I'm always right in some place. So
I don't know what
bathroom
struck a nerve.
Stalls.
I don't know what struck a nerve to get Nerdcast up and running again, but I think I just got to the point where Toner's fed up with
life.
Yeah.
And we wanted to try something different. And
these days you get burned out by your mid-30s, so you gotta do something cool before then.
I'm 36, and I've already thought about dying. At least 100 times.
There was the heart attack, too.
He had the heart attack at work, which was awesome.
In his 20s.
No, you were not. You were at work when it happened.
I would remember
it?
That.
No, because remember Franny. Franny took you in.
I OD'd on antihistamines.
That was when you OD'd?
Yeah.
Toner has an issue.
That's why we can't get them out this way.
Right.
Not methamphetamines, antihistamines.
Because I remember
real
you
it sounds kind of similar, though.
I guess using Franny is fine. We're not unleashing information we shouldn't at that point. But she took you in because wasn't it your mom? It's not your mom.
Yeah, my mom worked like right across the street from where we were, you know, the building at the time.
At the urgent care or whatever, right?
And we medicated him through his butt.
A suppository, if I may?
Yeah.
Yep.
So yes,
an oddly shaped suppository.
And so I guess since Toner's met really near death experience, and Jay's always writing, I like to write, and
I'm a dick.
No, JD's just hilarious. So we gotta get him out to the world. So why would we hide this talent?
There's a lot of young ladies that like me out there. I know that. So
and that's why I like to, you as well.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of men that like me.
Most aren't legal.
You know what? It doesn't matter. Age is just a number.
But in the court of law, they kind of like it, you know, when it's 18. So,
age is just a number. That's what my stepdad told me.
He's a pederast, dude.
You're on your helmet, Donnie.
That's what my stepdad told me.
The world does not start
beers.
And stop. So that's where we are right now with Nerdcast, and this is the longest we've had an operation up and running ever at this point, I would think, right?
I think so. For the group, yeah.
For the group, and we're still adding, because Steve-O's new to the group for our sound guy. We brought JD aboard to get things done. And so we're just trying to spread the name. We're going to have we do a unofficial beer sponsor, and hopefully someday we'll have an official beer sponsor. As you see by Jay's beer reviews. We're going to have a Nerdcast brew coming up soon, I've heard. There's something in the near future, hopefully, for that.
Oh, I'm praying it works out.
We're praying that it works out. And then we're reaching out to anything we can. Even via a thing called Twitch. I don't know what Twitch is. You guys have to...
Well, that's like video gamers. Joke.
That's video gaming.
Yeah. But
my friend Alfie's got a Twitch account, so we were hitting that boy up.
So he'll hook us up, hopefully.
Yeah. Alfie will be huge.
And we're going global. We've gone from the first, for episode 6, we were told we hit Mexico and Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're getting as far as Brazil, Denmark.
Philippines.
So
Brazil.
You want me to hit? Right. You want me to shout out Alfie's Twitch account so far? Yeah. It's KE2THEKE, Alfie Alexander.
Thanks, Alfie.
That's your full name. Sorry.
And then we're also and
his social security number too.
Also,
in case you know that.
Here's his address.
And we've also posted out on Facebook and Twitter. Again, we're looking for any local bands. But we've had bands from London now trying to get us songs, and we're always hoping to add to the repertoire of bands to
always,
play music.
Always looking for new music to promote on this.
I'll just give you guys music to promote.
Would you like to sing something for us? Clip it off. Sound guy, clip it off.
We can only do so many 311 songs.
Oh, yeah.
So there it is. It took 7 episodes, Toner. 7.
To get the
full origin story.
Full cast.
Well, that explanation took about 28 minutes, our origin.
Damn near.
It's a
simple
origin. We are
great at time management, I will say.
It is what
that's
it
why
is.
The monitor's here, so you guys can see exactly what's going on. And sure. I don't have to go.
So we discussed a little bit of nothing tonight.
But we're not done.
Yeah, I know.
No.
It was that was great. The
bachelor party was it's the glue.
Yeah, pretty much if you're ever getting married or you're a best man for somebody who's getting married, you need to have strippers in a basement.
Strippers in a
just
basement.
One time and like a bunch of your close friends.
That'll be our side business after Nerdcast. It's called strippers in a basement.
Yeah, strippers in a basement.
Not creepy at all.
Yeah. It's a good title. I like it.
It is.
Just make sure there's no chloroform.
Yeah. Right. They frown upon that.
Strippers in a basement, # something fishy.
Jesus. I'm going to get Tony to go, right. Jesus Christ.
That's his drop.
That's how we tell if we have a good episode, how many of those he drops.
Yeah.
Well, that certainly does smell like fish.
That's a risky play, Cotton. Risky.
Yeah, it's a bold strategy, Cotton.
Yeah.
All right, so since our last episode, Eugene. Ant-Man has come out. Tell me, what'd you think?
I enjoyed it. It's borderline top 5 Marvel movie.
Borderline?
Borderline.
Okay.
I sat there and ran through them with my daughter after we saw it.
Okay. From Iron Man 1 to here?
Yeah. Marvel Cinematic Universe. Okay. I'd go maybe top 5, 6 or 7 at the lowest. Okay. It was a good heist movie.
It's a good heist movie. I think the fact that if you go with low expectations, because it's one of the lesser known characters.
Yeah.
You're going to come out surprised about how much you enjoyed it. Funny throughout. We all know that Paul Rudd would bring the comedic aspect to it.
The way I look at these movies, this and Captain America Winter Soldier, if you substituted just a generic character, it works. That Winter Soldier could have been a spy movie. Okay. It could have been a James Bond movie.
It couldn't have been connected. It didn't need to be connected to Marvel in any sense.
It wasn't necessarily a superhero movie.
I agree. Yeah.
It was a genre movie.
Yeah.
So this one could have been a heist movie.
Correct. I agree. Kind of not Ocean's 11 per se, because that's probably your most recent really successful heist movie.
Maybe a little more Entrapment.
Entrapment?
Better though.
It sucked balls, man. Entrapment was awful.
That's Sean Connery and
Captain
Zeta.
Yes.
Yeah, the movie that caused Sean Connery to retire.
I mean, if you're
going to
go more recent than that, I guess you go Italian Job for a heist movie.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sorry, that was my phone. Wow.
See Steve O's face, the sound guy.
Sound guy did not like
head.
Sound on his podcast.
I have that up for a reason. I'm talking about my phone.
But I agree. Winter Soldier did not need to be a Marvel movie. It was a good spy movie, we'll say, on its own. On its own accord.
Because you think superhero movies, you think like the typical Batman movies, what the Avengers did. This one had
Spice
totally
Girls.
Completely different.
Spice Girls was a spy movie? What?
Hey. Spice Girls?
Keep working on your material there, buddy. Right.
We're going global.
But Ant-Man, everything. I liked everything about it. The funny parts, I was apprehensive because Edgar Wright being pulled out of it. Because you saw the leaked footage from Comic-Con last year, right?
Yeah.
And what we saw was when he went down the hall and took out two agents.
Yeah.
And everyone.
I think it was 2 years ago.
It was basically flashes of him going, you know, atomic level to regular size and being able to take people out that way. And they hit on that.
And you didn't see the actor in the leaked footage, so it was all just generic stuff that could have been anybody.
Yeah, you got to mute that son of a bitch, all right?
Authentic beer sounds.
We're a beer podcast, sort of.
So. What everybody's wanting to know, did Paul Rudd look hot in the movie?
He's a handsome fellow.
Yeah,
he is a handsome fellow. His jawline is ridiculous.
Tony liked his codpiece.
Why not?
But more important for Joe's purposes, Evangeline Lilly, is that how you
call yeah, yeah, Kate from Lost, yes. Yes.
I knew you'd be interested in that, Mr. Lost. She
well,
was
live
actually good in the
back
movie.
She was good in the movie.
We have to go back, Kate.
She's tied in for future movies, too.
She is
so.
Tied in for future movies. But I didn't know that they would sign her up for...
she was tied in. They were.
Let it go. Go with it, Joe. Just finish strong.
Let it die.
Let it finish strong. To
Jay's basement.
They were talking that she could have been in Civil War, but they wrote her out because they didn't want to introduce her that way. They want to give her the proper introduction.
Yeah. I was actually apprehensive about the fact that they brought Michael Douglas into the universe, and you got this guy that is basically as old as Phyllis from the previous episode. That looked you dead in the eye because she could have literally almost be dead.
Right? Yeah. If I remember the wrong way. But Michael Douglas is also balls deep in chicks that are half my age. So he's doing something right.
But no, introduce. I like the fact that they tied in Agent Carter.
Yeah.
Into bringing Michael Douglas.
And they showed the flashbacks of him in action, too.
Yes,
so.
Which was pretty cool. I enjoyed everything about that part. Because to be honest with you, my exposure to Ant-Man is very minimal. The only thing I've read was what you gave me that Kirkman did.
Irredeemable Ant-Man.
Which was irredeemable, and the best thing about that was when he would shrink himself small enough to go look at girls in the shower. That's the only thing I remember from...
Captain Marvel.
You don't remember any... Didn't he give you this?
I'll have to let him read that.
That's all I remember is the fact that he was basically... Because it was Scott Lang.
Yeah,
it wasn't Scott Lang.
It was a new character. I can't remember his name right now.
Eric something, right?
Yeah.
Who the hell's writing this character?
That's all he did.
Robert Kirkman, Walking Dead.
Walking Dead did Ant-Man, yes. Mr. Walking Dead did Ant-Man.
I'll let you borrow those.
And
he shrunk down into Captain Marvel's shower and watched her shower.
Is this a graphic novel?
Oh, it's graphic? No, it's
Jesus. Hey.
What number? We're going to need a Jesus count, audience. We'll need a Jesus count for...
He's up to 17 right now.
but
we'll start keeping track.
Michael Pena, he was the scene stealer. He was pretty funny.
He was pretty good.
The
supporting role.
Out. Yeah, he was pretty good. I hope they bring him back into it. And I didn't read much about the movie before going in to see it. And the fact that they brought Falcon into it was pretty cool. As far as introducing another level of Avenger, they're going to have basically your second group next time through. So, as far as recommendations for going to see it, absolutely. You'll enjoy it, I think.
Marvel did it. They haven't done anything wrong yet, so.
I would think that if there was going to be a flop, this one would be it. That would be the flop. And Toner's.
What the hell was that?
I'm sorry, my iPad just told me to fuck off. I apologize.
Mail tender.
Yep.
Mail.
Apparently, Daryl from The Walking Dead. What is this?
You have a new match from John 6969.
Oh. Okay.
Ball suckling.
Thanks, John.
Guy.
You have 12 inches of penis 500 feet away.
Jesus. Thank you, sound guy. Thank you.
I did think, speaking of Ant-Man, just real quick, I was surprised that they killed off Robert Downey Jr. in that movie. What do you guys think about that?
Is that a spoiler alert?
Hashtag spoiler alert.
Oh.
No, I just have to throw a curveball.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen the movie.
Oh, yeah.
You're doing exactly what I told you not to do. You're talking with the microphone 5 fucking feet from the left of your mouth, right in the center. I will put you in front of everybody on this Nerdcast right now.
I think it's because he's used to the multiple dicks that he's got to
when he's
keep,
doing
like,
some horizontal or vertical skiing, you
yes.
know.
Yes.
When we have, when we have a visual
like,
aspect
it's like
to this
he's milking
podcast.
A bunch of cows.
Excuse me, what would your
cut that out.
What's your name?
Cut that out.
We'll edit that out in post.
Yeah. Excuse me. Oh, sorry.
So there you go. There's our review of Ant-Man. Yes, good.
I won't go see
it. It's a very non-Greenwald review, we'll say.
Fuck Greenwald.
Fuck Greenwald, thank you. For those that don't know, there's a guy.
What's that bastard's first name?
There's a guy by the name of Andy Greenwald.
It's Andy Greenwald.
Andy Greenwald.
Okay.
He's part of, Jay, help me out.
I think Grantland or
Grantland,
something.
Yeah, Grantland.
Yes,
yeah.
At least I don't. Grantland's not around anymore.
I don't read any of those.
No, they're still around.
What's his name?
Bill Simmons isn't around anymore. Yeah.
But Andy Greenwald is a podcaster and writer for Grantland, and he does reviews. And he has the complex of being smartest guy in the room because he has a thesaurus uses big words.
He's the anti-Matt.
He's a fucking asshole is what he is.
So he's like Pitchfork, like music reviews.
I guess, yeah. I mean, he's just...
I'm like, listen, I just want to know what Katy Perry's album sounds.
Basically, it takes him about 3 pages worth of writing to say, do you fucking like the movie or not? Was it good?
Yeah.
And he doesn't ever get to that. And so, what we're going to try to do here on Nerdcast is go, is it good? Yes or no? Yes, Ant-Man was good. Jay?
Here's what we liked about it. Yes, it was good.
There you go. It was good. Go see it. That's what our recommendation is. Steve, you can shake your head all you like. It's good, man.
Steve hasn't seen it.
Actually,
I'd rather see Mission Impossible and Spectre. Sorry.
Oh, Steve, last time we talked, you were going to go see Terminator.
Salvation.
Genesis. Oh,
yes.
Or Salvation.
Or whatever.
He's a little behind the times.
How was it, Steve? Was it good?
It was amazing.
So it was good. That's two thumbs up from Nerdcast because Toner saw it as well. He gave it a thumbs up.
Did you stay all the way to the end?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, okay. Do we have a leak for
Did Arnold show his balls in it?
In the mid-credits. It was a mid-credit scene, yeah.
Those are not tubas.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like the sausage, Arnold.
Yeah, there was a mid-credit scene where Skynet is still alive, and then he fucked a maid.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I forgot to wear a condom. So
Toner's had 3 beers. He's wild at this point.
I just got that Tony was lying on that. I would impregnate you with my sperm.
You spend over the coffee table.
Hey, Joe, how would Morgan Freeman feel about that?
I'll impregnate you with my sperm.
The worst.
You sound like a South Park Canadian. Like it's like Trey Parker, Matt Stone.
The worst.
Hey, buddy, I'll impregnate you with my sperm, huh?
I'm fucking Celine Dion.
How did you tie that to Morgan Freeman?
I don't know. That's what you just told me to do.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's me. That doesn't count towards Toner. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, episode 7's off to a fantastic start. I'm pleased.
As you should be.
Episode 8's going to be even better, which might just be right after this one.
Hey, let's make notes and not follow them.
We might be canceled by then.
Yeah. No.
Oh, no.
Never. No. This is going
no,
well.
No, I think I cornered the Evangeline Lilly audience.
Got that? You got the cute redhead at work?
Right, right.
I don't remember who
right.
that was.
AKA yeah. Firecrotch.
Right. And we have the, I think, really just a lot of overseas people like me.
The Aussies like you?
Yeah.
The Aussies
like you? I think that's what it is.
All right, so here we go. Nerdcast folk, we're going to do our top fives. Tony, let's do our top
five?
Fives. Yeah.
All right. Let me pull up my list.
We thought this would be a good way for the audience to know us.
As far as
what
you
to expect.
You could tell a lot about a person by what they like and dislike.
And I have like a curveball in my top fives because I'm going on a Lollapalooza in 5 days, 4 days,
so,
whatever.
So do we want to do bands first? Top five bands?
You want me to do my Lolla top five that I haven't seen that I'm excited to see at Lollapalooza?
Explain to the world.
It.
What is Lolla?
Lollapalooza is a music festival held in Grant Park every year in Chicago, Illinois. And it runs, it's the first weekend of August every year, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And there are a lot of bros there.
It's going to bro down?
No. Well, yeah. I might
get the bro down.
Yeah, I might get the bro down, bro.
Little sword fighting.
There's some sword fighting in the handicap.
Not across the stream.
In the handicap.
Toner's there.
Urinals, you know, how they have the Johnny on the Spots. If you can get a big one, the handicap one, you can twirl around just helicopter all you want in there. So if you want, I can go ahead. And,
so we got Joe's top.
I'll fly through this one. And so my number five, these are all ones I have not seen.
Have not seen.
So
all
I've
right,
seen I've seen a decent number of them. Toro y Moaz, the number five, and he's like he's actually on GTA 5 soundtrack. So Many Details
I'm
is
sure
the name
I'm
of
sure
his
I've
song.
Heard it. I love that game.
Yeah, I was going to say Tony could relate to it. He would know it. Yeah, we got batteries coming in.
Thank
hell
you.
Yeah. Hashtag yoga pants.
Like, there's nothing like the girl that went to the gym and picked up 9 volts afterwards.
Yeah, I know. We got girls in yoga pants delivering batteries.
This would be a great video podcast.
Hold on, sound guy, let's hear it again. Do what? It again. He doesn't even know what he did. Never.
Hashtag yoga pants.
Jesus.
Oh, okay.
Sound guy.
Number four, they're playing at noon on Sunday. They're the Wombats, and I think the Point's actually playing Greek Tragedy is like one of
I've
their
heard
songs.
That. Yeah,
I like them song. A lot. Number three is Brand New. I have not seen them. They've been around a while.
They've been around a long time.
Yeah.
A funny story. My brother-in-law went to buy his mom a Rod Stewart CD and saw Brand New and thought it was their Rod Stewart's Brand New CD. And when he gave it to her, I was like, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I was like, you don't want to listen to that.
This is Rod Stewart's brand new CD called Brand New. No, Brand New, and they're from Chicago, so I have a feeling that's going to be a huge crowd. Number two is Glass Animals, who their biggest hit's probably Gooey is the name of it. And if you see the video, it's like people drooling in another person's ear. It's like, it's fucked up, and it's cool. And number one is Tame Impala, and they're from Australia.
Oh.
Hashtag. Oh, yeah, and this has nothing to do with our Aussie friends.
Full circle.
Yeah, and Tame Impala, man, that's why I got the background music going on, which probably sounds
dude,
like
you
shit.
You guys should see Song Guy's face
no,
right
no,
now.
You
he's like,
put
you fucking did sound?
Yeah, there you go. So this is Tame Impala, one of their songs. It's like 7 minutes long. I won't play it. But it's called, or no, this one's not, I'm sorry. This one's called Cause I'm a Man, and it's basically Cause I'm a Man, Woman. Don't always think before I do. And that's pretty much, I think, our mantra.
See, you need to tell me because I can play it through the speakers and you guys can
hear
it.
Yeah, we could play it through the speakers, but goddammit, Steve.
Rookie operation.
So anyway.
Bunch of amateurs.
That's it. Tame Impala is my number one who I want to see. And I think they play on Friday, if I remember. So there you go.
So then we'll, by the time we'll have our next episode, you'll have a review.
Oh, yeah.
Of all five
and
players.
I'll see way more than them, too. Yeah. So I'll tell you who was badass and who was kind of like, man. Like when I got drunk and I don't know what kind of diseases I have.
What 17-year-old you try to?
Yeah, know? Exactly. Brand New, man. There's so many tweeners there.
What do you mean Taylor Swift's not here?
Yeah, dude. I wish Taylor Swift was there. Haters gonna hate.
All right,
okay.
Toner, do your top five bands that you have seen or heard, and we'll go with ones we have heard and or seen.
I need to be included.
I wish you could see this top five because it's.
I didn't even know you guys did top five bands.
Well, I just have top five like
my all time. That's
I have
right.
like musicians/artists or whatever.
You could do them off the top of your head.
Oh,
yeah.
311
I don't like them that much. Jesus Christ.
Number one, 311. Number two, 311 on the cruise.
I want to also point out Jay's address is 313. You were only one house away from 311. So
baller.
We did that for a reason.
Hey, I'm going to tweet you, Nick Hexam and Peanut, by the way, after this.
From Chaos, we love you.
Yeah.
If you're still together.
Oh, you mean the cover band?
Oh.
No, you guys blow.
Yes.
Sorry.
Oh.
I don't need your fan following.
The cover band that broke up on stage or whatever.
Yeah. Over
band.
Creative differences.
From Chaos. They're from Chicago, I believe. Yeah. And they broke up as we saw them play at Blueberry Hill in St. Louis.
The only
cover band I've ever gone to that actually broke up during their set.
That's awesome.
It was awesome.
It was awesome.
I feel like
the bassist came over and said they were going to fuck the drummer over, so.
Yeah. And I offered to sing, but they're like, can you play an instrument? I'm like, just skin flute.
How many, no, accounts, toner accounts.
Yeah.
Even if it's under your breath.
That count is Jesus.
This podcast is epic. For all the wrong reasons. Okay, my top five, I guess, musicians. It's, man. I look at this list and I'm like, that's...
Start from five.
Yeah, okay, five. There was no real particular order, but I went with Prince. My wife loves Prince, and so I've had to hear, like, seriously his entire catalog.
Prince is awesome.
Yeah, dude F's, you know what I mean. Then I have David Gray, number four. He's good.
A little surprised by that.
Yeah, I like David Gray. Whenever I'm feeling down, depressed, and, you know, thinking about killing myself, I pop some pills, drink a fifth of vodka, and I put on some David Gray in the background.
I don't even know who David Gray is, do I?
Babylon.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe not.
I'm not pro-suicide. I just like to talk weird shit. And I have...
I'm anti-suicide.
I'm very anti-suicide.
Just keep talking.
Oh, okay.
It's still
Sorry.
Going. I'm
Sorry,
just
I'm
trying
watching
to,
Steve.
I'm trying to do like a good sound guy would do. You guys are talking about stuff. If you hear it, I'll play it and do that. That's what I can do.
Oh, okay.
Karaokedownloads.ca.
Okay, cool.
No, don't even...
I just want to
No,
let
we're
you
not
know.
Doing any karaoke. Oh, here's some Taylor Swift.
I just
want to
let you know
here,
some
like,
Taylor
okay.
Swift 1989 is... Oh, hey, you know what's funny, by the way? Steve's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Taylor Swift Vivo is his recommended channel. You can't escape that.
Anytime
obviously.
You pull up YouTube, it's always Taylor
no,
Swift.
No, I got. Right. I found the video with the goat.
Not on mine.
Do you remember the goat one that screams in for his song Trouble with
no.
the goat? Yeah, that
yeah.
one's fucked.
I don't have a clue.
I have no clue.
Oh, that. Man, hold on. Now we're going to do this. We're going to do the...
Since everyone can
no,
see
I'm
it
not
at
cutting
home.
Into it.
Jeez.
I'm just trying to find it. This is what I'm supposed to do. I'm doing the sound and I'll do the internet.
Toner,
so,
you
so.
Left
go on, Toner.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
David Gray, suicide.
He's anti-suicide.
Anti-suicide. I was kidding. Not pro-suicide. Okay.
Number three, Stephen Amell, even though he doesn't play an instrument.
Number three
he plays on his heartstrings.
9-inch nails. And I have
oh,
seen
yeah.
them live a few times.
They'd be in my top five, I think.
That's Steve O's favorite band. 9-inch nails is the shit. And I've seen this man live once, but I have several of his albums. Mr. Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
Dude is the man. And this may be a shocker to you at number
Tupac.
One. Tupac Shakur is my number one guy.
Yeah.
That was a given.
And what type of music does he play?
Does he play the, I don't want to
easy
say
listening?
It out loud. But...
Does he, I think
Wait,
he does
he,
church organ music.
Yeah.
He did an album with John Tesh, didn't he?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Did he
No, it was Kenny G.
See what I hate?
Oh, my bad.
It's because every time Jay disses me, I have a your mom joke, but in case his mom like listens, I can't totally just rip her to shreds like I do via email at work every
yeah.
day. So I just have to sit here and take it. I'm not happy.
I like Jay's mom, by the way.
She's the same.
Tony likes to sit there and take it anyway, so.
Joe would take her out to a nice steak dinner.
Yeah,
or seafood dinner, sorry.
Tube steak dinner.
Steve-O, here we go. Come on. You top five.
We're going to go wrong.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think you did one. He was like, I'm just going to be a sound guy.
No. Matt asked me if I want to do something. I don't know.
I already know probably at least two or three of Steve's top five.
Joe, do his top five, and then we'll see.
Number one's probably Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah.
Two is probably Tool or Perfect Circle.
Well, that's both. I mean,
okay.
Tool, A Perfect Circle, and Pucifer are all the same thing because it's Maynard, so it's...
With Fake Dead Maynard.
Who would be three on Steve, though?
Led Zeppelin.
Okay, Zeppelin.
Zeppelin, and then four and five, I'm not really sure.
I figured it was Audio Slave or Soundgarden or something like that.
Well, oh, yeah, Soundgarden in Stone Temple Pilots because it said growing up when Tony's room is blasting Tupac and... The other room is blasted Nine Inch Nails, and my mom absolutely love that. You know, it's...
Tony's in one room like, what would you do for love?
Yeah, and it's like, head like a hole! It's like, oh my God. It's like, and then you got, you know, the Taylor Swift goat song. So that's what the fuck is going on here. I can't even do that.
Hey, good sound guy. Way to go.
Sound guy.
Kiss my
sound.
Ass.
Okay.
We can put the video on the website.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's... Yeah. Right.
We'll do it live.
Next. We'll do it live.
All right, I'll go next. All right, so number five, I put Rage Against the Machine. But I think that's more of a Tom Morello thing, so you could insert Audio Slave or The Night Watchman.
Yeah, they're all good.
Number four, I'd say Smashing Pumpkins. Melancholy and Before. Anything
Wait,
after Melancholy, I don't really...
him losing his keys? Sound guy.
Billy Corgan.
Do Billy Corgan losing his keys.
Okay, I'll look that up real quick.
Thank you, sound guy.
I love Bullet with Butterfly Wings. Yeah, every time I walk into the building, that's the first thing I think of before all my homicidal
The world
fantasy.
Is a vampire. I like to listen to that before I watch Twilight.
My kids at about 2 years old would request Siamese Dreams in the car every time we were in the car. Number three, I have Dave Matthews. They used to be number one, but they kind of worked their way down. Number two,
whoa,
sound guy,
fail.
Latch.
Number two, I'd go Blink 182.
Who was three? Sorry, Dave Matthews.
Dave Matthews. Yeah,
so I never got into Dave Matthews.
I've seen them in concert probably 8 or 9 times. So it was a big
I've
thing
never
in
seen
college.
Them, though, either
they put on a great live show.
Yeah, I probably like them a lot more.
So number two is Blink 182.
I love Blink.
And number one is who I'm going to be seeing in 2 weeks from now, Foo Fighters.
I could
listen to anything Dave Grohl, and Sonic Highway has reminded me why.
You'll
I
probably
to
call
do
me
podcast.
An idiot. At Lollapalooza a few years ago, Foo Fighters were playing opposite of Deadmau5, and I went and watched Deadmau5. I could hear Foo Fighters, and I was like, well, I probably won't get to see Deadmau5 a lot.
I saw
I might be right on that.
Foo Fighters for the first time in...
what is that guy from Smashing Pumpkins?
I've been to the Blue
it,
Note.
It
yeah.
was an awesome, awesome show. So I'll be seeing them for the third time.
Oh,
in a
yeah,
weeks.
Peter.
Dave Grohl came out of the Black of the Blue Note and said hi to all of us.
Did he?
Yeah, it was very cool.
One of my friends is a photographer. I mean, I guess I have a few that are photographers, but she's got a good picture of Dave Grohl, of them hugging each other with their leg up in the air.
He's such a cool, down-to-earth guy.
Yeah, that's
I love Sonic Highway. That's been one of the best documentary series I've watched recently.
How many episodes were there?
Eight.
Eight.
Okay. And each one was a different different
tracks
city.
Too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It represented a different track from the CD, and they used the history of the city's music on that track.
Were they in Tennessee for one of them? Was it Nashville?
Yeah, they did Nashville for one.
Okay. They were,
I recommend
watching St. Peter's, Missouri for one of them.
Yeah.
Called the Recplex.
I recommend Washington, D.C., and Seattle.
I'm sorry. You just keep
sound
talking.
Guy. Sound guy. Jesus.
I'm just hitting buttons.
You guys
are
trying
coming
to...
out.
No, since we switched up, since we had our little fuck up at the beginning when we were trying to get sound, I'm trying to get the stuff to play through the speaker so people can hear it. So
you're
amateur. Supposed to be kind of like
so
a
we
ghost
went
writer.
From Smashing Pumpkins all the way up to Foo Fighters.
Yes.
Yeah, basically.
I'm good. I did an honorable mention of Fugazi and St. Louis' own The Urge.
Oh, yeah.
Nicely
yeah.
done. Yes.
I love The Urge still. Steve Ewing. Hashtag at Steve Ewing. Stevie's Dogs.
Invite us to a show sometime.
Yeah, VIP.
There you go.
Give us some VIP.
He does solo shows.
I found that video.
I do too, but I don't record them.
You might have to put a microphone up to it here, but hold on. Let's see if it'll how it sounds.
It's a catchy title, I know.
Back over there.
Something else we could show on the website?
They were right here in my hand. I had them just a second ago. Did I leave them here in the kitchen? Or underneath the cushions of the couch? Well, I can't find them anywhere. Oh, here they are.
See,
so it's funny because it sounds like Billy Corgan from Smashing Pumpkins.
Well, that's the reason why I had Sound Guy play that because of him listening to Smashing Pumpkins, and that was he was almost my number five. The guy you just heard was Stephen Lynch.
Stephen Lynch is awesome.
He's a singing comedian, and I thought that'd be. I don't know if that would really count toward our top five bands.
Craig Christ.
I think I know who my top five are. I had to go through my head, but I think I know there. Thank go you. Ahead, Matt. Sorry.
Because I was going to go number five. I had a few tied for number five, one of which was Stephen Lynch. The other was Rage, because I, too, as Jay put on his Rage Against the Machine, one of my favorite. And I almost put on Beastie Boys as well, because of the summer of Sabotage. Mm-hmm. When Jay and I watched the Sabotage video about...
Ill Communication.
We watched that video how many times a day, I think, on MTV, when actually he used to show videos at least 20
times. Wait a second, did they say Sabotage?
Got sabotaged.
No, I could actually hear that there's a saying.
I actually went a little bit more mellow with my number five. I went just Aaron Lewis by himself, not with Stain, but just his solo stuff, his acoustic stuff.
Covers.
All equally suck.
I enjoy Aaron Lewis. It's very very laid back.
I'm JK and
JK.
Not really.
And then I went with Music Snob. I actually went with Hans Zimmer is my number four.
Oh, yeah.
Right. He's done soundtrack for Nolan's Batman. He did Man of Steel. He's done
countless
movie ever made. Movie he's, soundtracks. And I just
he just did Terminator, too.
It's just I...
So you like a soundtrack, dude.
I like soundtracks. I do like soundtracks.
Likes to take a shower with a good Hans Zimmer track.
I don't know what that means.
And going on.
Moving on from Sound Guy. Number three would be Breaking Benjamin. I enjoy it. They just came out with their newest album.
I think his top three are what's getting me here. Okay, so number three is Breaking Benjamin.
I enjoy Breaking Benjamin.
But go to the next
Mumford
one.
Mumford and Sons.
Okay, so Mumford and Sons. I enjoy it. It's a little bit of a change. What's your number one?
Then Beatles are number one.
He goes from Breaking Benjamin to the Beatles.
The Beatles.
I don't know why that's funny.
Is that, why is that bothering
I like Breaking
so
Benjamin
much?
And I like the Beatles.
I do enjoy them. Beatles was because that's what my mom raised me up on. She'd always have Beatles playing on the car. So that's where my number one left off.
Breaking Benjamin are good live, man.
They're enjoyable. I enjoy them. So
yeah, so they're good. I mean, yeah, they're enjoyable. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
All right, Joe.
All right, so this is off the top of my head. I had to think.
Don't hurt
yourself.
I think
number five, I'll say Incubus, is probably my number five.
Wait, what about... No, so, I thought that was... Wait, oh, can I guess number two at least? Silverchair has to be number two.
Oh, shit.
Shit!
Oh, man, you know what?
Wrench Throne.
Oh,
I gotta kick somebody out of the top
five. Because I threw Silverchair at him.
Yeah, I forgot about
it. He loves him some Silverchair.
I'm gonna kick Nine Inch Nails on my top five.
Oh, Sound Guy does not
six.
Like that.
Oh. Okay. So at
our,
five,
our sound is
had,
fucked for the rest
dude,
of the episode now.
At number five, we have Incubus, and I put them at five because all their newer shit is so mellow, which isn't bad, but they're just not old Incubus. Number four, I'll go with Queens of the Stone Age. I like
solid.
Queefs
solid.
A lot. Yeah. I like, not Queefs, Dave, Steve. You're typing it wrong. There you go.
Dave Grohl.
Yeah, Queens. Man, okay, this is going to be tough. I'll probably put three.
Here,
I'll probably put 311, even though I've seen them more than anybody
Whoa.
Else.
Mind blown.
Silverchair's going to crack top two.
Their albums have not been that great over
this
the last
is so,
decade.
This is what
I
say. This
I
is
will
so
agree
Tony
with that. Their early stuff is a lot better.
So Tony doesn't get butthurt real quick. Yeah, see, I didn't play any songs for him because I played it for everybody else. So Jesus
when
Christ.
When is Tony not butthurt?
I didn't know Tony was getting upset about that, but okay.
Yeah. Oh, he's like, oh, I have to hear Queens of the Stone Age and somebody
so,
else.
So who do I have? Oh, I had Incubus, Queens of the Stone Age, 311.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I'll put Silverchair because I love Silverchair. And then one, I'm going to have to go with Deftones.
Nice.
I still love Deftones a lot. And they have another album coming out that they're working on.
And they're coming to town.
Yes. The 21st of August, I'll be there.
I've thought about that show, too.
And that sounds like a cat trying to, like... That sounds like a cat
going
through.
That was a cat
through.
In a blender. What the fuck was that?
That was Deftones.
I know, but that sounded
You were
really
now
bad.
Deaf from listening to that tone. Yes, we know.
So, okay. Yeah. I like Deftones, man.
Can't believe I had to rock the Silverchair for you to knock somebody out of the top five.
I knew I'd forget somebody obvious. It's Silverchair. I like Nine Inch Nails. I'd probably put them up there. They'll be my number six. That's mostly because
honorable
of Steve,
mention.
Too. Steve got me into Nine Inch Nails. Fist fuck.
Be a good old wish, man.
Steve, where are we at on time?
We are looking at right about under just about a minute from an hour.
Oh, okay.
So that's like 59 minutes.
Should we try to wrap up this our top fives here?
What do we want to do next? We want to do movies or TV shows?
I got both.
We can do movies.
Go movies.
Movies.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing, though, with movies, though. How many honorable mentions do we get?
I put two honorable mentions, but I listed my movies based off if I saw them on TV, would I turn them off?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, I kind of did too. Like, are they rewatchable?
Yeah.
And I also cut out any comedies on mine. Even though some of my favorite shows, like It's Always Sunny and South Park, I did not include them in my top
five.
Those
are TV shows.
I just picked the first
five. I didn't include them in my TV shows either. Oh, wait, we're doing movies.
Doing movies first. We'll do TV shows next. We'll do that after that.
We should definitely drink more before we start podcasting.
Yeah,
we need more beer.
It's on the way.
I already.
Is your wife bringing more beer?
No, I've got a friend coming over. It's gonna drop off a six pack.
You guys, I already fell on a grenade when I left. So I mean, I'm that drunk.
I don't even know what that means.
I've got my cellar full of warm beer too.
Bobby, come podcast with us.
What does that even mean?
You have to turn off your PlayStation 4, or we'll just come to your house while you're playing PlayStation 4.
I mean, I do want to point out you can't prestige while you're on the podcast. Maybe if we set a little something up.
All right, topic.
He's flipping me off right now as he's listening to this, like, later in the week.
Top five movies. I just picked the first five that came into my head.
Go, Toner.
You're kind of... Don't ask me. Number one... Well, yeah, there's really no order, but I have The Matrix at number one for whatever reason. Back to the Future, number two.
Sorry.
Superman 2 at number three.
Superman 2,
yep.
As in Christopher Reeve's Superman 2.
Yep, Superman 2. Guess what? Yeah, Zod died in that movie too.
Yeah.
Man of Steel.
He can't fucking walk, but I guess he can fly.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Thank God we're on the politically correct podcast. Jesus, you fucking...
Superman 19, Stephen Hawking as Superman.
I will kill you, General Zod. All right, Tony.
God damn it.
Keep going. All right. Tony's going to die.
Don't do that.
He is beet red right now.
It's the beer.
This might be the first podcast ever where you hear a heart attack happening.
I know.
He's got a weak heart.
He's like,
He's like that on the weekend anyway.
Yeah. I kneel before you.
Oh, boy.
From a heart attack.
Okay.
But let's...
Jesus Christ, okay, we're past guys.
Focus.
Number two.
All right,
number two.
Terminator 2, Judgment Day. And out of the sci-fi realm, I have The Godfather at number five. Okay.
Out of the sci-fi realm, you have The Godfather.
I was in the sci-fi realm the first four, you okay. Son of a bitch.
Okay. Oh, he is getting out of said realm. No more beer for Toner.
Man.
Hey. We just had
bitches be bringing cookies. What? That's how our podcast
Who
goes.
Said you could eat my cookies?
This is the worst episode you're ever going to hear.
It is
this
not.
Is
this
gold. Is Internet gold. Eugene, go.
It's an hour and right. 2 minutes of nothing so far.
Let's go.
All right. Number five, I put Big Fish. I've got...
You're so gay. God damn it.
It came out right after my father passed away.
There goes our...
There
goes our homosexual audience.
Homos, listen to us.
Jesus.
That was not Toner. That was Joe Dust.
It's just going to be like Matt going, here's Big Fish, and then it's just going to cut to something else. Have to edit out 30 seconds.
This podcast has been deleted from iTunes.
Oh, shit. All right. Number four, Big Lebowski.
Nice.
You like the word big in your...
I'm not like Toner in that, so... Number three is Empire Strikes Back.
The big Empire Strikes
Back. Number two
is
Big Clerks. And number one is Shawshank Redemption.
In his butt. Redemption in his... It's off the rails. It's off the rails today.
Yeah.
This is great.
God damn.
I think we've lost our Australian audience.
No.
We've lost anybody with hearing.
You were number two with Silverchair.
We've lost anybody that's ever known a gay person.
The gays will love us. The gays will love us.
Fully handicapped people. You know,
yeah, we've all seen
handicapped people.
Yeah,
you made fun of the handicaps, dude. What the hell? You gonna call me out on the gays? You made fun
of? No, you did.
You did. I didn't make fun of them.
Oh, you
did
yeah, Christopher impression. Reeve. Well, yeah, he's dead, though.
How
nobody
I said
cares
was
about
Christopher
that.
Reeve Superman. You said, oh, you can't walk.
Yeah. Well, he couldn't. You would think Superman could fucking fly off a horse or something. But...
Asshole!
All right.
God. All right. My top five. Fuck you, Joe. Shut
Our
up.
Our politically incorrect top five movies. Also,
sound guy's crying.
Christopher Reeve.
Toner's going to have a heart attack.
Did you hear what the son of a bitch said about Christopher Reeve at fucking trivia night?
He's not crying.
For that?
No. He's not crying because of laughing.
I don't even remember what I said.
What was the first vegetable in outer space?
Wait, I think I remember this. Were we at this one? Was this the
dude,
one?
Dude, I wasn't there.
He was with us?
I don't know.
It was us, yes. Yeah, I think I remember that. Because I think, actually, Bobby
was the first vegetable in outer space.
No, because
Christopher Reeve.
Because Bobby was there, too. It was him and Bobby were mandates.
Dude, I'm going to get kicked off the podcast.
He left the command center, man. And this was at like a VW hall, or not the Jesus Christ, a VA hall of some kind, wasn't it? Like way out of the boonies.
I think it was one of the JDRF ones we did.
It was out of
the boonies
somewhere.
I don't think you were there, but
I think I remember that. I don't know why I remember that, but I do.
Because I think I texted everybody as soon as he said it.
Oh, maybe that's why I remember.
I forgot I said that. That was good.
All right. God damn. All right, back on real. Here we go. Get back on track.
Let's do this shit.
I also hate orphans.
Okay.
And speaking of which, my number one of all time is The Dark Knight. So we're going to speak of orphans. There okay. we go.
Nice segue.
The number one.
My parents are dead.
All right, keep going. Keep going. Ah, Jesus Christ.
I'm sweating right now.
Is it because the alcohol? There's no air moving. I don't fucking know. Oh, God. Just finish this list.
Number two, Halloween. Original Halloween. Number three, Seven with Morgan Freeman.
And Brad Pitt.
John Doe's got the other hand here in California.
What's in the box?
Oh, shit. I'm slapping at the vegetable.
I forgot I said that.
All right.
Oh, God.
Detective.
You can't get sued if nobody knows who you are, right?
I think we said your last name yet, so I think you're all right.
Steve just snorted.
God damn it. Jurassic Park, the original, and Shawshank Redemption. Number
I almost
one.
Put Jurassic.
Shawshank.
Damn, dude. Yeah. Okay.
Now, look at my honorable mentions list, dude. It's ridiculously long.
I know.
Because I got, here, just a quick few. Jaws, Fight Club. 12 Angry Men, the Kevin Smith Collection, the Jersey Chronicles.
My number five is Twilight, New Dawn. Or
part one or part two, asshole.
No, just joking.
I think it's New Moon, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't remember. My number five is Truman Show with Jim Carrey.
What?
Yeah, Truman Show. Did I stutter?
You fucking fact. No, I'm sorry.
Jesus. I like how Matt's like, hey, don't make fun of Jews, you fags. Number four.
Can we edit this? We're gonna edit that out. Right?
No,
this podcast is gonna be like 20 minutes long.
I didn't edit anything last time.
We're not.
So,
you can't do that.
Number four I have is Donnie Darko. It's my number
solid
four
movie.
The fucking rabbit. Jesus Christ.
It's awesome. Three I have Forrest Gump. Because Forrest Gump, Jenny. Because he draws out every word he says. The movie's 2.5 hours, but if the dude wasn't like mentally handicapped, it'd be like a 45-minute movie. He talks too slow.
Yeah. What are you trying to say? We're talking too slow. What?
I hate to be a spoiler alert here, but he's a little, you know, mentally handicapped.
Right. That's why he played football at Alabama.
SEC.
I took a dump and it got a scholarship at Alabama. All right, so number two, this is not is like following Matt now. Number two, Seven.
What's in the box?
Oh! Ooh, what's in the box? Her pretty little head.
With the best Morgan Freeman impression ever. Just go number one,
it's
dude.
South Park. Number one is also Shawshank Redemption.
You can't go wrong with Shawshank.
No. Dude, yesterday I went to a barbecue yesterday, and my friend Ryan was like, I'm watching Shawshank Redemption, and I'm like, well, I'll give you a couple hours, and I'll come over. You can't not, like, you can't turn it off when it's on.
No.
It's like a vibrator.
It's like a vibrator.
Sorry, you can edit out that, Bert.
So, well, stay tuned next week when we re-record episode 7.
I think episode 8's just Christopher Reeve jokes.
Oh, Jesus.
Jay, how did no one have...
You're the one who brought up the vegetable.
How did we not have at least one person with Good Will Hunting on here?
Hey, I almost put that on mention. There. That's probably my top 10.
Yeah. Or at least Good Will Hunting 2.
Good Will Hunting 2.
Hunting season? Yeah.
I don't like those apples, Will.
Oh,
all right, TV shows.
TV shows.
I'm scared to mention mine because I'm going to get...
Because yours is all CW.
All from the WB.
There are three WB shows.
Oh, wait, yeah, CW. No, you're right. CW.
I'm sorry, yeah, CW. Yeah. My bad.
That's just shows our age. I'm sorry.
Yep.
So Dawson's Creek, number one. Okay.
And then Gilmore Girls.
Those are all honorable mentions.
Honorable mentions for Gilmore
CW
Girls.
CW stands for Clit Washer.
Say it. There
Jesus
it is.
Right. No particular order to these shows.
No particular order.
Or this fucking episode. Okay. Number one, Smallville. CW.
CW.
WB. Arrow. My boy Stephen Amell. Number two.
His man crush.
That's right. Supernatural going on its 11th season. Also CW. I got Game of Thrones.
CW. Y'all can
ring the bell for number five. I don't care because the show is hilarious. Also HBO. Sex and the City. Love that show.
Wow.
Laugh my ass off.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
That's right.
Tony, I'm going to break up with you over a Post-it note. That's the only part
I'm
going to
say I love you on a cookie.
Any honorable mentions?
Oh, crap.
Dukes of Hazzard, Knight Rider.
No one in this world knows more Knight Rider trivia than Sound Guy. Sound Guy knows everything about
Well, if you're Bobby, the girls and the L words in there. I'm not even joking.
It's top seven. A few episodes of the L word. That's solid. But no, I don't. Not really.
All right.
I picked five and quit.
Boom.
All right. The real number five.
Jake.
All right. I went honorable mentions of Lost and Game of Thrones. I'm only in the first. I finished the first season of Game of Thrones, so I'm a little behind there.
Sorry, everybody died. You're not missing anything.
Number five. I got The Walking Dead. I don't watch much TV, but that's like the show I catch every week. Number four, The League.
Yeah.
One of the funniest shows on TV.
I'd put that in there. I didn't put any comedies.
I would say that Andre is probably one of the funniest characters on TV
in
history. That guy's just so crazy.
Oh. Any Eskimo brothers in the house tonight? Okay, sorry.
Right. That's my baseball team names. I can't even say it out loud because I don't know how to pronounce it. It's from The League, though.
I'm still going with Three Penis Wine this year.
Great
in both leagues.
great joke there.
I know. I probably should have. My team is the
train wreck right here.
The EBDBBNB. That's my team. The Eskimo Brothers Database Bed and Breakfast. That's my fancy baseball team name.
All right, number three, I went Battlestar Galactica.
Bears beats Battlestar Galactica.
Never.
Is that Trisha Helfer?
Bears beats. Right, people, come on.
Number two, Breaking Bad. Okay. And number one, Batman the Animated Series.
Well done.
Cartoons.
Yes.
Hush your face. That's an animated series.
Hey, I like that.
You don't watch a lot of TV.
No, I really don't. I catch everything on Netflix after the fact.
TV was hard to do. That was not easy. We'll go five to number one. Here we go. Number five, Friday Night Lights.
That was my still haven't five. Watched that.
Coach Taylor was awesome. Coach Tammy Taylor, Mrs. Taylor, she was even better.
Hmm.
Game of Thrones, number four. I'm with Jay on Batman the Animated Series. That was my number three. Mark Hamill's the Joker.
The Joker.
Number two, The Wire, with Omar being the best, one of the best characters on TV history.
Omar coming.
He comes.
I'm in season two of that. That might crack it after I get through the whole thing.
I won't
spoil anything then.
Thank you.
I'm glad you just said that because I'm.
And then number one all time, Breaking Bad, easily best show ever written.
Also, do you watch Better Call Saul?
Do not have not. I got on DVR.
It's like just as good as Breaking Bad.
That's what I've heard.
It's awesome.
Breaking Bad is unbelievable.
My TV top five I wrote down. 5, Sons of Anarchy. 4, Breaking Bad. 3, I have House of Cards.
Very well.
That's on Netflix. Yep. Awesome. 2, Game of Thrones. Who wants to guess what my number one is?
That 311 VHS that came out like 15 years ago.
I'm not that into them. Jesus Christ. Lost. Lost is my number one.
Nah, shocker there. Some honorable mentions. I went, well, Daredevil was my number one honorable mention.
Daredevil was right there.
Yeah, ridiculous. Yep.
Walking Dead was mine. I can't believe it was hard not to put them on the top five. Enjoyed it a lot. Sopranos. Sons of Anarchy, but I prefer just to listen to Joe do Sons of Anarchy commentary.
You have House on there.
House MD. I'm
House
a big
was
fan.
Good.
House
yeah,
was very
I've seen
good.
A few seasons of House.
I mean,
I'd put The Wire and Sopranos are in my honorable,
mentions. Batman 66 is actually one of my honorable mentions as well.
We're either getting broken into. Yeah.
We thought we just had a break.
Someone just broke in. We are being
better than tornado sirens.
Actually, it reminds me of one of Joe's favorite movies called Funny Games. We're having a home invasion where we're going to be kept captive. If you've never seen Funny Games and you want to be freaked out for the rest of your life, do partake in the movie. It's not just a movie, it's an experience.
Got a beer delivery.
That's the shit.
So there you go, top fives of movies, bands, TV shows. But I think can anyone do their not top fives off the top of their head?
I got a not top five list of movies.
I have a not top four for movies off the top of my head.
What's up? Oh, okay.
So Tony, you go your not top fives. I did movies. You doing movies?
Yeah, I'm just doing movies real quick.
Do your not top five.
I got Batman and Robin at number one. Number two, we got the Blair Witch Project 2 Book of Shadows. Wow. That's a piece of shit.
All right. Wow.
Number three, the great book and even better movie by L. Ron Hubbard, Not Fucked in the Head Guy, Battlefield Earth.
Now, here's the question. Did you actually watch it?
I went to theaters and saw that thing, dude. I made a lot of bad decisions in my life, Matthew.
You
look
and four other
list.
People.
Huh?
You and four other people.
Jesus. Wow.
Because that's on one of your podcasts that you mentioned for us to listen to.
Yeah,
How It's
so.
Made. That was one of the first four episodes of Battlefield Earth.
Hand me what? That mic real quick.
Okay, I have Green Lantern at number four. Nothing against Ryan Reynolds, just basically the studio, the executive producer, the writers, the directors, the producers. Yeah, it was shit from top to bottom. And we have Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance.
That's so
His head just exploded.
Well, yeah, now granted, I dogged that one of the other podcasts, but have you guys seen that movie?
No.
The reason being, I saw Ghost Rider in the theater with Jay's brother Mikey. Yeah. Me and him we paid money to go see it in the theater, and the only thing that we really enjoyed was Ava Mendez. Her cleavage was about the best thing in the movie, to be honest with you. Other than that, it sucked balls.
When I saw the first one, there was actual action and shit happened. He saw an evil guy.
He drove up the side of a building.
Yeah, there was weird, outlandish, cool shit. All right, cool, whatever. The one scene where he actually turns into Ghost Rider and the first time he changes in the movie, mm-hmm. I swear to God, I'm like, how do you watch this final cut? And you're like, this is a great decision.
He seriously spent a lot of money.
So he fucking, he turns, he's a skull, he's a flame, he's holding the dude. I'm like, oh yeah. Just somebody's getting, cuss word here, insert. All right, fuck, whatever, fuck. Okay, so he's like, sorry, somebody's getting just fucked here.
We've been saying fag and fuck and all this. He's like, insert curse word here.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I was trying to keep it PC, but we're so far off. But anyway, so it's like he's got an evil dude in his clutch. He's holding the dude.
I paid money to see
his head off. Kill this motherfucker.
He's whispering.
Yeah,
mother
sorry. I'm going to yell. And he just stares at him. He's just holding the guy.
Yeah.
And just stares at him. I don't know. You're waiting for it. All right. He's going to take his head off any minute now. It's going to happen. Yeah, that dead silence, that's exactly what, yeah.
PG-13, man.
What is happening here? And then, a guy just, comes in, just, a random bazooka shows up and just shoots him. I'm like, shoots Johnny Blaze. I'm like, okay. And then the rest of the crap fest proceeds for, 90 minutes, whatever. I'm sorry. There we go.
That was your not top
five. That was my not top
five. Very passionate on your number one. Is that number one on the list?
I paid money to see this shit in theaters.
Not top five. Not top five. All right. I'm going to go with mine. Not top five. And I'm going to go.
Is there any left?
I'm making up on the fly my number five on the list. Did any of you guys see VHS? And I don't know if it was number one or number two. But it was one where they met a girl on the street.
A horror movie?
Yeah, it's a horror movie.
I never saw it.
They met this girl on the street, and she turned out to be a cat demon. And I was watching this, and she killed them in the hotel room after doing both of the guys. So she did two guys in one hotel room.
Nice.
And I don't know what the fuck I was watching. And it's just one of those movies. And I never got my 5 minutes of my life back. So I'm going to go with, that's going to be on my not top five. Drive Angry. Is one of my
another Nicolas Cage movie.
Another Nicolas Cage movie, only not top five. It was Sonic Guy shaking his head. He knows what I'm talking about. Drive Angry was god awful. Nothing good about it whatsoever.
Not I'm going to save heard.
This is number four on the list, but I'm going to move that to number one. I think because we all know my hatred for that movie. But number three on the list then will be Jennifer's Body.
Megan Fox.
Megan Fox.
Bobby's girl
turning into a demon. Fuck the thumb thing. I don't give a shit if her thumb. She didn't even
toe
have
thumbs.
I don't care if she didn't have a thumb, let alone toe thumbs. Still hot as hell, but god awful actress. Horrible script. Nothing good about it. Just the worst piece of shit of movie I've ever seen in my life.
Including the acting.
God, she's just fucking retarded.
Find gasoline and beat off on your dick with that. That's
basically. Fucking hell. All right, so number two, stay on track, sound guys, stay
the
on track.
Worst fucking podcast ever.
No, it's not.
Shut
Planet
up.
Gold. All right, anyway,
don't
number
be a
two.
Vagina. My God.
Easily, Batman and Robin. Batman is my favorite comic book character. I love everything Batman related. I will jock Batman 66 series. I don't care if you think it's campy or not. I think it's awesome. I show it to my kids. I still watch it. Batman and Robin. Again, what do we say? Sound guy will light your dick on fire and jerk off. Fuck right, right. That's how bad Batman and Robin
pretty much.
Was. You're talking about the Bat credit card. You're talking about nipples on Batman's suit.
The Bat skates.
The Bat skates. It's and I love hockey. And I'm like, cool, Batman and hockey in a movie. Fuck yes. But no, we have Batman and Robin being the abortion that it was. And then last but not least... the worst movie that was ever written,
that's good.
Produced, filmed, not Geely. Fuck Geely. I never even saw it. Blue Valentine. Blue motherfucking Valentine. Ryan Gosling is the only thing that he's done that's been decent was the clips where he was trying to be fed cereal on YouTube. Fucking what's her name that was on Dawson's Rivers kid? What's her name, the blonde?
Michelle Williams.
Because we all know that Joey was the hottest piece of fucking ass on this show, and
Michelle
she was
Williams
a fat fucking
Joey.
Second prize bullshit for the guy that we all know
you think
probably
Heath
wanted
Ledger
to
would pace. Marry anybody that's like subpar.
It's a WB show.
What did he just call that? Dawson's River kid?
I've never it's a heard terrible it. Fucking sequel.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'm trying to riff on how bad she was in this movie. She's god awful.
Yeah, Michelle Williams is
she's
pretty hot
just,
though. I like
but
her.
But she was awful in this
and
movie.
And she takes
Blue
it
Valentine
the butt on
was
on well,
Brokeback right,
Mountain.
Fine,
Brokeback
yeah.
Mountain.
Yeah, I know you've seen the movie.
I've seen it a couple
but
times.
But yeah, Blue Valentine. For anyone that has never seen it, basically, if we could do a podcast, basically a Mystery Science 3000 style. We could do a whole podcast on Blue Valentine, and we could just rip on that movie for an hour straight.
I don't think I've seen Blue Valentine.
It's so bad that I was angry enough to write a good, probably page-worth diatribe the next day to these guys on email about how much I hated Blue Valentine. God-awful movie. Number one, not top five. Fuck you, Michelle Williams.
Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance, real quick. That was the only time I've ever gone on Amazon and wrote a review. About anything, any positive other? Or negative.
Yeah,
I started it out. The title was called "Even Worse Than Green Lantern."
Worse than Green Lantern.
I swear to God, and I had like feel like six people found this review helpful. I was like, "Damn right."
Well, I want to get in on that Dawson's River kid.
Throw down on Dawson's River kid? Let's throw down on Dawson's River.
All right, well, look, let's try to figure out something within the next, like, 7 minutes, because we're going to cut this into, like, two episodes here. So what are we doing? You're not top five?
I'd never made a top five. Just kinda, probably, like I would definitely, though, agree with you, like we said earlier, Blair Witch 2 was... I saw it at theater, too.
I did, too.
No. The worst movie ever, Cloverfield. God.
That's not the worst movie.
That is.
Have you seen Blue Valentine? No. Honestly.
I paid to go
Have you seen Dawson River Kid? Tony almost took out Jay's title.
No, I went to the mega...
Cut him off.
No. Mega screen in Chesterfield, and I paid the fucking money to see that goddamn abortion.
Cloverfield wasn't that bad.
That was fucking horrible.
J.J. Abrams did.
Yeah, no, Cloverfield, I was all right with Cloverfield. I'm going to be on the same board with Joe here.
For what it was, stick my dick on an electric fence. I'd rather do that than watch a fucking movie. Oh,
as we can tell,
God.
Sound Guy is very much into self-mutilization.
He's
in that
Christ,
Trent Reznor life.
Yes.
He's all about that Trent Reznor life.
All about it.
It was fucking horrible. Oh, my God.
I don't think Cloverfield was that bad.
No.
I definitely agree with Tony, though. Stupid. Blair Witch 2's got to be up there.
Yeah. Batman and Robin.
Batman Robin's just...
Yeah, I don't even remember Batman and Robin, so it can't be that
good. You're lucky.
Good.
I paid money to see Dude, Where's My Car in the theater.
Oh!
That's up there.
Oh, fuck. What's the guy's name? Daddy, would you like some sausage? What was that movie?
Freddy Got Fingers.
Terrible.
Oh, that is a really awful movie.
I saw that at theater in college, and that was... We had, like, free tickets to something, and that was horrible, too.
Thank you. There's a lot of dead air here, people.
Yeah, I know.
What the fuck's going on?
Christopher Reeve's recovery.
They're busy looking at me.
No, nobody heard what I just said.
It was Sausage Fest 2015 down here, but we have a female now. So
hashtag pajama pants.
We're going to let that joke I just said, under the table. You guys, nobody heard it.
Jay and I will do comics. We'll do. You got characters.
I did characters.
I guess you want to just turn off my microphone then.
No. I have top five, too. Let's go. You go first.
All right, I did comic characters.
You did characters, I did actual books, though. All right,
I'll go characters.
All right.
Honorable mention to Batman and Cannonball, the X-Men, and the Avengers.
We will not discuss your putting the greatest of all time on honorable mention, but go for it. All
right. Number five, Jamie Madrix, the Multiple Man. X-Factor series was worth it alone. Number four, I got Hawkeye. His solo series was amazing.
Yep.
Number three, I have the Tim Drake
Man,
Robin.
Too far away.
Agreed with that.
Number two, I have Deadpool. That's more of a 1A to my number one of Wolverine.
I have nothing to say for the fact that you left the best of all time off your top five for some unknown god reason. But
It was tough.
We'll go... Now, mind you, I did books versus the actual characters themselves. But I guess you could tie it in either way. It doesn't really matter. Number five, all time, Kick-Ass. Just because of originality. It was out of nowhere, basically... Giving us something that we haven't seen ever. And
with
just
bad movies.
Yeah. Two bad movies, but hey, not horrible. Daredevil. Starting off with Guardian Devil by Kevin Smith.
Yes.
That's what got me into the character.
The Frank Miller stuff was just as good, though.
Yep, and then Bendis did a long run on his own that really sold it on me. Walking Dead, actually. Book was around way longer than the show, and the book continues to be very solid to this day.
Including the last episode, or the last issue, which was incredible.
I'm not there yet.
I'm getting shushed because my wife hasn't read it yet.
Ultimate Spider-Man. The reimaging starting in 2001. Basically 130 issues of
Young
Fantastic
Peter
Parker. Runner. Yep. And then number one of all time, Batman. Enough said.
Well done. Number one for me. Comic characters. Superman.
She said Supergirl.
Tupac.
Tupac.
I have the Nine Rings of the Wu-Tang comic book, so it's possible.
There's a reason I can't have like Superman's powers, because I would incinerate someone like Jay with my heat vision, because I can't be that guy. Number two, Batman, just because he's cool, and he's delusional enough to think he could take out Superman, because I would punch his fucking head off. Sorry. All right, number three is Hulk.
Animosity.
Because... Every time I'm at work, I want to Hulk rage out and just fucking destroy everything.
No anger issues.
Plus, you like it when your pants rip off.
That's right. Or when they're being done for me. I like Venom at number four because also he's evil and shit. It's cool. And I got Spider-Man 2. I mean Spider-Man. That's Spider-Man 2, the movie. Spider-Man 2, the movie. At number five. All right.
I just got Wolverine. That's all I got. That's all. Just trying.
I like Wolverine and I like Batman. I'm not huge into comic books, but I've always liked Batman.
I will give Wolverine an honorable mention because I would like to have claws.
Because his parents are dead.
Do we ever learn about Wolverine's parents other than in Origin? Where we, basically his mom was a whore.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
his mom was a fucking whore, right?
He killed his father. Right? Yeah, he killed his father, yeah.
Yeah.
Wolverine killed his
father. Because his father was... Basically, they alluded that Sabretooth's dad was his dad.
It wasn't Sabretooth, though, in the comic. It was Dog. Dog.
Yeah, I just in imagine the movie, they made that to me going, like slapping their forehead, going, "Of course he killed his father.
He's not Bruce fucking Wayne, all right, Jesus."
So we're at an hour and a half.
Thank you all for listening to our last episode of the Nerdcast podcast.
If anybody in the Philippines wants to hook me up for some Red Horse Ale, I'll just tweet it out. Thanks.
Is there a Red Horse Ale in the Philippines?
I think it's ale. It's definitely Red Horse. That's what the beer is called.
This shit is awesome. Some little oh, my God.
We're not on video, Steve. Thank you.
A Philippine man boy will bring it to you. Yeah.
So when we edit this and it's about 36 minutes long.
Your top five. No. You did not put Fight Club on your top five?
I almost put that on my... Oh, yeah, that should be my own.
I thought about honor, but the book's right so now. Much better.
Man, all right. I could have swore that you'd put...
Jay is not getting any right now with that look. You didn't put it on your list, you fucker!
Oh. I didn't know Aaron.
Is his wife 85? What the fuck?
She sounds like an old man with emphysema.
Aaron sounds like an old male Muppet.
One of the old guys in the balcony. Is that what
Yeah.
Oh my God, Jesus!
Oh, it's not half bad.
Do we have anything else tonight, gentlemen, from this epic?
Drunk recording. Filled alcohol fueled
questions. Are we done? Or are we doing another?
Jesus Christ. No, I think we've pissed off enough races, colors, and creeds for one night. So we'll wrap it up here. Again, thank you for joining us for the Nerdcast podcast. I go by the name of Toner. Everybody else, yeah, you know. So until next time, do whatever it is you do. Peace.
Bye. As it stands.
pictures and saying my name as they say.